Emotions. Earlier in this chapter, we talked about the need for balancing your emotions with the faculty of reason. Here we will look at a different aspect of the emotions. Consider for a moment the serious problems which can arise in your mind when old disappointments and failures surface again and again in your emotions. Self-discipline is the only real solution to such problems. It begins with the recognition that there are only two kinds of problems, those you can solve and those you can't. Problems that can be solved should immediately be dealt with by the most practical means available. This is why you were told in an earlier chapter to make amends for old wrongs you may have done. Problems which can't be solved should be put out of your mind and forgotten. Think of this forgetting as closing the door on whatever it is that disturbs your emotional equilibrium. Self-discipline allows you to close this door and lock it securely, instead of standing in the door and looking wistfully back at what might have been. Look forward instead into the future. One method is to visualize some symbol of the unsolvable problem floating deep in space. Imagine a giant envelope opening next to that symbol and the symbol sliding gently into that envelope. Let the envelope close, and then watch it drift away into the void. Whether you close a door or dispatch an envelope, you are employing a valuable technique. It requires a good, strong will, and repeated practice of this process only strengthens your will. Door closing does not make you hard, cold, or unemotional, but it does require firmness. Self-discipline cannot permit lurking memories, and you cannot waste time worrying over the unsolvable. Doing so destroys your creative force, undermines your initiative, disturbs your faculty of reason, and just plain confuses all the departments of your mind. Closing the door on fear and worry allows you to open the doors of hope and faith. Reason. If your ego functions as a supreme court, your reason functions as a superior court, handling the more routine functions of judgment. It evaluates the creations of the imagination, modifies the expression of the emotions, and ratifies the decisions of the conscience. You train your rational faculties by observation, study, and analysis of truth. Imagination. Your imagination is responsible for all creative effort. New ideas are assembled here, and you must allow your reason to control its activities carefully. Keep your imagination workshop focused on things related to your definite major purpose, not on fantasies about winning the lottery. Because imagination is responsible for creating everything new in the world, it is an invaluable tool for your progress along the path to success. Conscience. Your conscience keeps an eye on the moral justice of all your thoughts and deeds. If you always consult it and heed its advice, it will repay you by keeping you honorable and esteemed by others. If you ignore its advice, be careful. At the least, you will alienate the members of your mastermind alliance, cut yourself off from the power of infinite intelligence, and be plagued by countless fears. At the worst, you will discover that society has built many special rooms for people who don't obey their consciences. The view from these rooms is usually obstructed by bars. The memory. Here you store all the impressions of both your conscious and subconscious minds. Self-discipline will allow you to keep unpleasant memories tucked away after you have learned the lessons those memories inspire. Many positive things may also be stored in your memory, ready to be called forth upon demand by a willpower strengthened by self-discipline. Your self-discipline is the procedure you use to coordinate these departments of your mind and keep each of them under control. Its most immediate effect is the mental harmony you need to focus all your efforts towards success.